Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am your hostess, Latrice Carter, for Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have our Black Excellence Spotlight, and my special guest today, one of my very special guests today, is Sonya McKenzie. Sonya McKenzie is the author of Thrive Her and the founder and executive of Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Sonya McKenzie. Hi, Sonya.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well. How you doing?
I'm great, and I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm so excited to be on the show with you today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, as always. You know, that's what we
Thank
do here,
you.
Sister's Place. So let's jump right into our interview.
Absolutely.
You have a book. That's awesome. You have a book titled Thrive Her. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your novel?
Absolutely. So the book is basically, it's Thriver, Women That Walk Confidently and Spiritually from Surviving to Thriving. And where the concept of that book came from is I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence, a second-generation survivor. And so much of what the book talks about is nine different places that I went through or things that I went through in my life that a lot of people don't know about. And it also talks about how I use my faith and my religion to get me through, as well as those that care about me and my family and so forth. And so I use this particular project as a tool to help women who are going through anything traumatic, whether it's domestic violence, infertility, fidelity in their marriage, you know, drug addiction, whatever it may be, losing a child, grief, whatever, as a tool to kind of help them understand that they're not the only ones going through it. And then I also provide scripture along with it for them to kind of use as a guide when they're reading the book. And I also have several journal pages throughout the book for them to use to write down their thoughts as they're reading through the chapters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And I'm so happy you are a survivor, girl. That's
yes,
right.
Yes. It's now, I think it's 16 years survivor.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right. So what inspired the title? Because the title is Thrive Her. What inspired
yes.
that?
So, again, as a survivor, a lot of people, when they talk with victims or women who have survived domestic violence, they say, you know, I'm a survivor, I made it through. And what my book is really about, it's about, again, not just domestic violence, but anything that you've gone through that's traumatic. And when you go through that, you're a survivor. So basically, I think when you're going above and beyond and you're outside of that survivor mode, you're a thriver. You're thriving in your survivorship. And so in my mind, the book is for women. Of course, men can read it, but it's about a woman who's thriving in her survivorship, who surpassed just simply surviving. She's surviving and she's thriving and she's surpassing it and she's doing awesome things and she's grown past it. And she's using that as a testimony and a platform to take her forward and to help others. So that's where it came from. It's a pretty deep, but it didn't happen overnight, but I feel like God planted that seed in my spirit, and that was the end result of it, Thrive Her.
Okay. That's a beautiful
yes.
title. You have to
Thank
go
you.
With what God gives you. You are so
Absolutely.
Awesome. So what would you like for our readers to take away from Thrive Her after they sat down and read the book? What message
yes.
do you want them to walk away with?
So, as I said, the book is primarily for women, but what I want them to understand is you can share whatever it is you've gone through or going through, because if you share your story, in other words, her story or his story, you can use that to be someone's breakthrough, to guide someone through their issues, to guide someone through their trial and tribulation. A lot of people don't realize that when you share, if you're in that place to do it, when you share your story, you're not only helping yourself heal, but you're helping other people. And that's what I want them to take away from my book, that she shared these things. at one point I would have been ashamed of, but these are things that have helped me grow. I'm sharing these mm-hmm. things, and I want them to take these messages and in turn use them to break to, as a breakthrough and to help other people and to share their message, to give them strength and healing and to understand that they're not alone. And, again, it's very pivotal when you share. Sharing mm-hmm. is a huge healing tool, and that's what I want them to take away from this. Not only that, but also faith is a big part of the healing process. And just lean on God, lean on your relationship, your faith, lean on that and know that it will be okay, maybe not today, but someday.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
So where can our listeners purchase your book, and where is it available?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, which is www.perfectly-imperfect-womenofvirtue.com, or you can visit my Facebook page, which is Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. There's a link there that directs you to my website, and there's an online store there where you can purchase any of my books. And also you can go to Amazon.com to purchase a copy. And while you're at my website, please take a few minutes to kind of look at what we're doing in our community here with domestic violence awareness, elders, and youth.
Okay. You guys, we'll share the link on our Facebook page as well after the show. Now, this spearheaded an organization that is, I take it, is very true and dear to your heart, Women
yes.
of Virtue Foundation. Can you tell
yes.
us about that?
Absolutely. So Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation was a seed that was also planted. As you can hear, I'm very spiritual. Haven't always been
mm-hmm.
this way, but the seed that was planted was growing for a long time, and basically the organization was found based on my experience with abuse. My mother
mm-hmm.
was abused. I was then abused, and I have been in incidents and situations where I've witnessed women going through abuse. And so one
mm-hmm.
thing that I notice in it is there's gaps in the system, and those gaps are sincerity, care, and concern. You know, when you get involved with, I'll just say government, it tends to be that the emotion and the love tends to break down.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes more like a number or statistic. And so
mm-hmm.
what I do is I do a lot of community outreach. So I do brunch and fundraisers specifically for domestic violence awareness. And the funds that
mm-hmm.
I obtain, I then sow into other organizations as well as into mine. And then I also hold an annual brunch for 5 survivors of abuse. And we just sit down and talk. This past year we did massage. And I also do a lot of outreach with our elders in December, as well as with more survivors. And I just do a lot of community things that aren't just the standard, okay, I'm going to give you a hygiene bag, okay, I'm going to give you shelter.
Right.
It's okay, I'm going to help you get healing and make you have understand that you are respected and there's integrity with it, and that I'm just not going to make you feel like, okay, you've been through this, okay, I'm helping you get through it, that's it. This is further support, whether it's coaching or mentoring, which I also do that on the side, or I'm just
mm-hmm.
spending time with them talking, or I'm hosting an event and I'm putting them in the spotlight to share their message on a platform. And then we're also getting donations to make money to sow into organizations. And so that's what Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation does. And the foundation, again, was based on my personal experience and also my passion and desire to stop this issue, to stop this generational curse that's been going on between my mother, starting with her, and then me, because I now have
mm-hmm.
a 7-year-old, and I wanted to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So she has access to this, and I'm teaching her that this is wrong, and I'm teaching her to recognize it. And that was the primary reason of finding and establishing this nonprofit organization.
Okay, I like that. That is beautiful.
Thank
you. You're welcome. What made you choose the name for the organization, Women of Virtue?
So one thing that society or even family or friends who look down on those who have done things in their life that's not something favorable to talk about is that they've lost
mm-hmm.
their virtue. And one
mm-hmm.
thing is, it does not, with me, it doesn't matter what you've been through, what you're going through, you know, where you're trying to go, where you're coming from. you always are mm-hmm. a woman of virtue. You can always earn or regain or show or demand respect. And that's what it's about, being respected, integrity, and prosperity, and growing. And so I, women of virtue, virtue being the main word in that, is being virtuous. No matter what you've done, where you are, who you are, being virtuous while you're transitioning through whatever it is you're going through. And that's where that name came from. And, again, that was something that I thought hard on and I prayed over. And the name was very long, but I couldn't sacrifice it because it had everything in it that meant the world to me and that I wanted women to understand as they transitioned and transformed through that trauma.
Okay, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you. What
will be one of the greatest goals of 2018 that Women of Virtue Foundation looks to accomplish this year?
Oh, wow. It's so many, and I'd have to say, so for this is our third year hosting our annual brunch and fundraiser. And mm-hmm. the first year we had 40 people, and that's because I didn't feel comfortable allowing more. Last year we had mm-hmm. 78 attendees come mm-hmm. and participants. And then this year, what I would like to happen is the 78 to double and to be mm-hmm. able to bring in more money so that I can sow more money into organizations that really and truly need it, the smaller organizations that don't have the funds. That will be my biggest hope for this year, is that we have a larger outcome, we have more funds coming in that can support organizations like in our area, Promise Place, which is a women's shelter for survivors and their families. So that will be one of my biggest, and I think the other one would be to pour into 10 survivors of abuse this year and coach them from a bad point in their life to one where they're thriving. So I would have to say those are my top two for this year, and so far I'm doing pretty good with the second one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's right. Double.
Yes.
Because you get able to reach more and give more to other organizations.
Absolutely.
Can our listeners donate? Is there a way that they can donate to your organization if they choose?
Absolutely. If they go to... Again, if they're on Facebook, they go to my website, my Facebook page, Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. There's a donate tab there, as well as if they go to my website, which is, again, Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation, and that's at perfectly-imperfect-womenofvirtue.com. There's a donate tab on every page. Look, I'm thinking food. Donate tab on each page there. I know, this is horrible. So if you go there and donate there, or you can send it to our mailing address or even through PayPal, and it doesn't matter how big or small, it all helps, and we will appreciate anything that you can do.
Okay. So how can women and parents get more information about Women of Virtue Foundation? And you know what? And I think you just answered that. Just in case our listeners missed it, let's go ahead and tell them how they can get more information.
Absolutely. They can go to my Facebook page, Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. They can also go to my website, which is perfectly-imperfect-womenofvirtuetransitionalfoundation.com. I think I got that wrong. Hopefully you'll post it out. I think I stumbled over that.
Yes, I will.
I also want to point out, too, I want to put this out there for those who are in the Atlanta area. I host two free workshops for our GOVS program, which is Girls of Virtue Empowered. Through that program, mm-hmm. I pour into young ladies and encourage them and help work towards building strong self-esteem. We do vision boarding and affirmations, and it's free. And they get full lunch, and they all walk away with nuggets, not only in their minds, but in their hearts and in their hands.
Okay. All right, now. Come on now, because I know a lot of family in Atlanta. Go ahead and support her. Send your babies. So that they can learn how to be a woman of virtue. They are queen. They are princesses being molded into queens. All right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, girl. I love it. Those babies just soak it up like nothing before, and this is what's important. It's time to pour into those young ladies and give them positive things and positive words so that they can be girls of virtue moving into women of virtue. So please come. Send them out. You can get information about that at my website. Again, we have two free workshops, one in March and one in July, and July is going to be our biggest and most awesome one. So please, 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 please send them out.
Absolutely. Just in time before y'all go back to school.
That's right.
Let's equip them and empower them. That's what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes, lady.
You know, this is Black History Month, and I always do ask my guests, what does Black excellence mean to you? Can you share with our audience what Black excellence means to you?
Absolutely. I think I can say it in a couple of words, which I typically don't, but I think that to me means no mediocrity amongst our African American. Do more than the standard. Strive for perfection. Strive for more. Strive to empower, encourage, and elevate our brothers and sisters. Don't be mediocre and just take whatever is given to you. Strive for and give more. That's what it means to me as an African-American woman. That's what excellence means. You may not be perfect, but strive for the most perfect that you can do and pour into each other, empower, elevate, and lift, uplift, and just encourage.
Okay, I love that. I love that. That's our mission on Sister's Place. She just said it in a couple words, y'all.
Yes,
beautiful.
No mediocrity. Be more than just mediocre. Be more. You know, everybody's
right.
able to do that. And we as African Americans are able to do that and make such a major difference in the lives of not only our peers, our families, our friends, our children. Let's do that. Any little bit more than mediocre makes a difference. Let's do it, y'all.
Awesome. That's right. So there you guys have the beautiful, the equipped, the talented Sonya McKenzie. Sonya, why don't you tell everyone how our listeners can learn more about you and follow you on social media? How can they connect with you?
Absolutely. Again, you can go to my Facebook page, Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. I also have an author's page, which is Sonya A. McKenzie. I also have a blog, which is darkskinisbeautiful.wordpress.com. You can also go to my website, perfectly-imperfect-womenofvirtue.com, and you can send me an email at womenofvirtuefoundation@gmail.com.
All right. There you guys have it. I will share her link to her her website and her her business, her author page, and our Facebook page after the show, guys. Be sure to support her. Donate. Any amount goes a long way. Sonya, we thank you so much, and congratulations on your book. Congratulations on the foundation. I love what you're doing. I'm going to send you an email and connect you with another young lady who is doing domestic violence as well. She's a survivor. I had her on the show, and she popped in my mind. I'm like, y'all need to connect. So I need to introduce you to her.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me on the show. What a blessing. Please definitely connect me with the young lady. There are some powerful things we need to do out there. So please do send me that information.
Absolutely. I sure will. Well, there you go. You can still listen to the show. We are going to be having another guest on the show as well, the special music feature. But Sonya, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. Get some rest.
Absolutely.
And be blessed.
You as well. Thank you. And bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. There you have it. That was our first guest, Sonya McKenzie, on the show. I am so excited about what she's doing. You guys go to her Facebook page, Women of Virtue, and support her. I will be sharing the link a little bit later as well. You can donate as well. Any little amount gives. All my family and friends that are in Atlanta, go out and support Sonya McKenzie, Women of Virtue Transitional Foundation. All right, now, coming up next, we will have a wonderful young and talented young lady coming to our show. I love shining a light on our youth, because our youth, they are our future. Now, our next guest is going to be Kennedy Patton. She is perfecting her craft, extensively training in a triple threat class, acting, dancing, and singing at the AGI Entertainment, located right here in Marietta, Georgia. She has performed in several AGI industry boot camp showcases. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Kennedy Patton. Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, Miss Latrice.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am doing well. It is Saturday, and it's off to a great day.
That's good.
All right. Now, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about Kennedy Patton.
Okay. My name is Kennedy Patton. I attend Shiloh Middle School, where I'm currently in the eighth grade. Since the age of 2, I have always loved singing and dancing. I am enrolled at AGI Entertainment, and I have performed in...
Kennedy? Kennedy, are you there? I think she's muted. We'll give her a few seconds to jump back into the show. Her call either dropped or she muted and she doesn't know she's muted her call. So while we wait for Kennedy to call back into the show, we will tell a little bit more about Miss Kennedy. AGI Entertainment is located in Marietta, Georgia, and they do some extensive training with talented youth who want to dance, sing, and act. So I think that is a great cause that they do. And here is Kennedy back. Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, Miss Latrice. Sorry about that.
I know your call. You might want to get in a nice little spot so you won't drop your call.
Okay.
So go ahead and finish telling us a little bit about AGI Entertainment, the things that you do at AGI Entertainment.
I am doing singing, dancing, and acting. But I connect to dancing more because you can express your feelings through a way you never can express it normally.
Okay. Awesome. So you've had the opportunity to perform in front of audience. What do you aspire to do?
I personally aspire to sell out Madison Square Garden. I've watched Beyonce, Jay-Z, and other musical artists make it to Madison Square Garden and sell it out. So I want to do that.
Okay. You want to be a showstopper, huh, girl?
Yes.
What was your favorite performance that you felt showed your growth aspiring to be an actress, singer, and dancer?
My favorite showcase has to be my second showcase, which was Winner. And it was my favorite because it was interesting to learn some new things and get challenged a lot. And for the second showcase, I sang Read All About It by Emily Sandé. And I didn't care for the song at first because it was very, very, very tough, but I came around and came to like the song and performed it.
Okay, all right. So name 3 influencers in entertainment that keep you inspired to press forward with your dreams.
My three influencers have to be Miss Natasha, which is the head of AGI, because she is positive. She gives positive vibes. She believes in all her students. She helps us a lot. And she keeps it real with everyone.
Okay. All right. I like that.
My second one has to be Mr. Brandon, because he pushes me to do challenging songs, and he's my singing coach.
Okay. And your third?
My third has to be Adele, because she's inspirational and her messages are very, very, very powerful. And I can relate to some of her songs.
Okay. To be so young, you can relate to her songs? All right, Miss.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss, I got an old soul. Sound like you got an old soul. Okay. Now, if you could be on a television show today, what show would it be and why?
I would like to be on The Good Doctor, because it's interesting to see a doctor who has a disability work in a hospital and to see how he's becoming successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kennedy?
Hello?
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. Say that again.
Okay. I would like to be on The Good Doctor because it's interesting to see a doctor who has a disability work in a hospital, and it's amazing to see how he's becoming successful through his doctor career.
Okay. So, in honor of Black History Month, what inspires your Black excellence?
What inspires my Black excellence is probably that I can relate to other people who are in, let's say, Alicia Keys, for example. I can relate to her music, and her messages are powerful to all the Black kids, parents, and grandparents, and all of the Black people. She's just very, very intelligent, and she's amazing with her craft and her music.
Okay. So what does Black excellence mean to you? That's a question not on the list.
Okay. Black excellence to me is, let's see. I think Black excellence means to me is for people, Black people embracing who they are, getting a good feeling of being the best people that I can be, and for other people who can be.
Best version of yourself?
Yes, and the best version for all the Black people that they can be. And they can be inspirational to other people.
Okay. So how can our youth and our listeners find you on social media and connect with you to stay up with what's going on with you?
My personal Instagram is slay.kennedy. My official Instagram is I am officially Ken with the Z. And my Snapchat is AlexaRose70.
Okay. All right. So what's coming down the pipeline for you this year? Any upcoming show performances that you want to share with the audience?
Well, I'm going to be in another showcase, and I want to be able to grow more during the weeks of the showcase and after, and I want to improve and grow on my acting and modeling in singing and dancing.
Okay. You hitting all the industry's best fields. That is beautiful. I am so proud of you. I wish you nothing but the best. Oh, you're so welcome, baby. Keep striving, keep aiming high. You're talented, you were given a gift, and I'm so happy that you are young, black, and talented, embracing who you are and walking into your purpose.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome, Kennedy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the young, talented, aspiring actress, singer, and dancer, Kennedy Patton. Kennedy, thank you for coming on to our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, everyone, in lieu and celebration of Black History Month and celebrating Black excellence, we have a very special musical feature by Lyrica Lynn. Her song is entitled Come In. Check it out.
Coming out of the rain, let me dry your tears. Welcome to my kingdom, welcome to my peace. Let me take your burden, let me lighten your load. My yoke is easy. I bid you come in.
All right. That was Lyrica Lynn from her LP album entitled I Won't Hold Me Back. I want to thank my guest today for coming on to the show, Sonya McKenzie. She is an author of Thrive Her and the executive and founder for Women of Virtue Foundation, Inc. Guys, go out and support her. I've shared her link on our Facebook page. And thank you to the young, talented Kennedy Patton for stopping by the show today to share her dreams and her goals and her aspirations. Definitely want to check out AGI Entertainment, located in Marietta, Georgia. They're doing some great things over there with our talented youth. Who are aspiring to be actresses, singers, and dancers. That is a beautiful thing. It's always a wonderful thing to have companies invest in our youth because they are our future. Be sure to follow our musical talent as well, Miss Lyrica Lynn on YouTube. Support their gifts. My quote for the day is perfect for Black History Month. Walk like you have 3,000 ancestors walking behind you. You were born to be great. Walk in greatness. Thank you all for tuning in to the show today. Our next show will be March 10th and March 24th. We have a great lineup for you. Sign up for our newsletters because I have some special surprises for you all in March for our guests that will be on the show. I won't share them now. You'll have to sign up for the newsletter. Newsletter will go out March 1st, detailing who our special guests will be for March. I'm super excited about that because we're going to have a director, an actor, and a couple authors. We got a great show lined up as well as a musician. Musician and poetry. So if you want to be featured on Sister's Place, as a poet, as a musician, send us an email, drop us a message on our Facebook page, Sister's Place, or follow us on Instagram, Sister's Place as well, and visit our website, sistersplace.com. Again, be great, be excellent, Black excellence, and if you haven't seen Black Panther, I highly recommend you go out and see Black Panther. That is a great movie of empowerment. It is a movement of inspiration and a movement for us to be great, to continue to be Black excellence. Until next time, you guys be blessed. I am your host, Latrice Carter, signing out. Peace.